find out. Over the years, I've had relatives and friends and colleagues and other people ask the question, why does God punish me? Most will say that they are a good person and they don't understand why they're facing the difficult circumstances that they're facing. A few have even admitted that they're not too proud of the things they are, so they kind of understand the punishment. What I have learned from an experience is that divine spirit knows nothing of punishment, knows nothing of inequity. Our Father knows nothing of inequity. Our Father knows all of us as his perfect child in whom he is most pleased. The nature of our Father is pure and perfect love. The divine presence can only know its nature. Jesus told us that God is good and very good. In fact, God is the one good that is found in everyone and everything. God can be found in the ocean, in trees, in flowers, in animals, everywhere. Everywhere we look, everywhere we are, God is there. And he knows us only as his beloved. I once knew someone who, when I was a child, who was a big, strong person. This person, from my perspective, had a lot of issues. And basically got through life bullying everybody. When they made their transition, and now I was an adult when this person made their transition, I realized that this person was a frightened person who basically needed love. Now as an adult, I'm looking back at all of these experiences, and it makes me wonder, you know, for example, in schools, you know, we have the bullying problem, and actually in the workplace they have it also. And it's just people who are afraid and therefore feel that they have to kind of show how strong they are. God is in everyone. Everyone. And if we are able to practice his presence on a daily basis, we will be a blessing not only to ourselves, but to everybody. Even the people who are going through difficult times and feel that they have to bully other people. We are of God, all of us. I personally thank God for every experience I have, whether it's considered good or bad, because every experience is an opportunity for us to practice what we know of spirit. Every opportunity. You see, I've learned that people are not born, quote, bad. No. People are not born bad. People are born of God. And if we are born of God, we are born of his good. God loves us all with a love that words could not express. At times, this love is expressed through people and experiences that may surprise us. Lately, I've been in the hospital quite a bit caring for someone who's having some health issues. And so I've been in the hospital a lot, and you know, sometimes you don't have time to eat and you're tired and so on. And I've been helping this person make some medical decisions and choices. I guess during one of those times, I must have looked very tired and very down, because the woman who cleans the room and brings in supplies turned to me one day and she said, "You must remember to take care of yourself." And I thought that was such a loving thing for her to say, for her to notice that I was, you know, kind of like a little bit out of it. And it was wonderful because it reminded me that I was not doing what I'm supposed to be doing is be still. Be still and let God do the work. You see, we're always going to have challenges while we're still out here. All of us will. That's just the way it is. What these experiences will be and how long they will stay with us depends on us, depends on where we are in consciousness. And so, if we understand that these experiences provide some lessons and some learning, we may have a different attitude about them when they show up. And they won't last as long. God awaits our return. The Bible says to be strong in the Lord, the law, and in the power of his might. The law is that faculty of mind that holds every thought and act strictly to the truth of being, regardless of what is happening out here in the world of human experiences. The Reverend Miriam Comer Johnson a few weeks ago gave a wonderful lesson on law. If you missed it, go to our website and hear it. Because I'm not going to go into a whole explanation about law. She did such a fabulous job that I suggest if you are interested to please go in and listen to it. The law of mind is exact. It is just like mathematics. There is no deviation between 2 plus 2 equals 4. It is 2 plus 2 equals 4 for eternity. The law of divine mind is changeless, it's perfect, it's exact, and it is eternal. We must learn how this law works so that we can live our life according to the Lord, the law of God. Jesus gave us the law of affirmation and love. It is critical that we have faith in spiritual law so that we don't get stuck where we feel that there is no way out. There are no mistakes, just detours for learning. I was talking with someone the other day about parenting. I have right now living with me my daughter and her husband and the twin 3.5-year-olds. Wow, they don't make 3.5-year-olds the way they used to. Oh, and I was babysitting last night. I gave the couple a break, go to the movies, and we had a good time. We were talking about parenting, and what we were talking about is that parents try to shelter our children so much. Even when they're adults, you try to shelter them. We have to let children learn by mistakes. It is by mistakes that we learn a lot. And so we can't get upset when we make a mistake. Learn from it. Move on. Use the learning. Apply it. Thomas Edison conducted hundreds, if not thousands, of experiments that failed before he got access to electricity. Had he stopped at the first 100 tries, it might have taken someone else many years before discovering electricity. We can never give up. It is important to give praise and gratitude to our Father for giving us a finished kingdom and for the love, peace, joy, wisdom, understanding, and abundance that is ours this very minute. A grateful heart acknowledges that our Divine Father is always with us, ready to express and manifest that which we need before we even know that we need it. I'm going to give you a tiny little example, and some of you will probably, this will resonate with you. If any of you have ever tried to get parking around George Washington Hospital Center, you may agree how difficult it is. It is a nightmare, actually. The other day I was looking for parking and was having some difficulty. And something inside of me said, go down the street. And I'm thinking, okay. So I said, what do I have to lose? So I went down the street. And then I turned another corner and there was this person coming out just as I drove up. And I got this 2-hour free parking. I was like, yes! But then, when it was time to come back, you know, to get the car, you gotta get the car because you'll get a $28 now, ticket or something. Some of us are really, really helping the District of Columbia with their budget. And so I was inside, I'm going, I gotta go, I'm gonna be late. So I'm rushing. I get to the car. And sure enough, just as I got in the car, very slowly, a police car is, and he looked at me and he must have said, you got there just in time. But I had told myself while I was at the hospital, I said, you know, stop worrying. If you get a ticket, you pay for it. Don't worry about it. Forget it. I didn't have to pay a ticket. So I was very happy. Now, since then, I haven't been able to find parking, but that's another story. For me, this is a small way, although to me nothing is small about God, of seeing God in action. You know, you get this inkling of going left, and instead you go right, and then later on you go, I should have gone left. The inkling was there. It was telling you which way to go, but you didn't do it. So listen, we have to listen, not only when we are listening to the Father, you know, being still, but also during the day. Listen, just listen. Our Father gave us the kingdom. It is our kingdom. He gave it to us not because we asked for it. He gave it to us because it is our birthright, because we are of God. Psalms chapter 36, verse 9 says, for with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light we shall see light. It is the Father's light that shows us the way to our spiritual enlightenment, to our true nature. When we experience the revelation that God our Father is divine spirit, then we will know that the Father and I are one. This is when human consciousness will no longer exist and dissolve into the nothingness that it is. Now, no one can give us the truth that they have experienced. What truth reveals is unique to each one. Now, this doesn't mean that truth changes. No. Truth is eternal, changeless, and complete. It does mean that through spiritual unfoldment, the whole of truth is revealed. As we practice truth and apply it to our daily living, more truth is revealed. This is unfoldment. At each stage of unfoldment, knowledge, understanding, and divine intelligence is revealed to the level of our ability to comprehend, and I will add, and to accept. We unfold to divine spirit by acknowledgement of the love, grace, and blessings that our Father gives us. Let us all be grateful, for it is a blessing to feel our Father's presence with us at every step of our spiritual unfoldment. It is by turning to the silence where we commune with our Father without words, without fears, or an agenda. We must turn within for the pure purpose of abiding in the silence, for the silence is a sacred place. It has never been touched by that which is cardinal, temporary, or that believes in duality. When our state of being is quiet with a listening attitude, the silence is ready to express, teach, and manifest. The silence is the most important to all, for it is through the silence that God reveals His truth, His law, His principle. It is in the silence that our mind is transformed to its real and true nature. But no one can take us to the silence. It is we who must prepare the way for ourselves. We must be patient, have faith, and trust that the silence will lead us to God's glory, love, joy, peace, and harmony. With a loving heart, let us be grateful, thankful for the presence of Divine Spirit with us at all times and in all places. And so it is. Amen. Please join me now in our meditation. If you feel comfortable, close your eyes, relax your bodies, let go of all that has consumed you throughout the week, whether you think it's good or bad. Just relax, turn to the silence, be with the Father, be open, listen. It is up to us how much attention and time we give to our spiritual unfolding. It is as fast or as slow as we make it. The reality is we are never victims, for we live according to where we are in consciousness. God is waiting for us, always waiting for us. The Bible says to be strong. We should be grateful for all that the Father has given us. We should be grateful for our church, for our teaching, for the people in our lives, for the experiences that we have. Let us learn to be patient with ourselves, love ourselves, we are of God. He made us in His image and likeness. Let us celebrate God's love and peace, joy and wisdom. Father, we thank You for our families, our friends, and especially with those whom we sometimes disagree. We thank You for divine science, its teaching, its teachers and students, its board, its ministers, all of our volunteers, all that give so much, so that the rest of us can unfold and return to Your kingdom. And so it is. The Lord blesses you and keeps you. The Lord shines his face upon you and lifts your consciousness. He gives you his kingdom. Happy Thanksgiving. Amen.